In Rapid City, KXL opponents hung banners in a couple of locations in town. In Sioux Falls, opponents rallied to hold up signs, and in Pierre on Tuesday morning, opponents are holding a vigil in the Capitol Rotunda while the PUC holds its 9:30 meeting. These public demonstrations have accompanied the Keystone XL permitting process from the outset. TransCanada was granted a South Dakota building permit in 2010, but since it didn't build the pipeline within 4 years, it now has to certify that the conditions under which the permit was issued still exist. Chaz Jewett in Rapid City says the PUC needs to take its time in deciding whether TransCanada's permitting process needs to start again at square one.
We're all going to come together again and ask the PUC to take a closer look at this permit and to, you know, to spend some more time. You know, it's a huge deal that could affect folks for generations. You don't think that, we shouldn't take some more time if people are asking for it?
Jewett is one of the intervening parties in the permitting process, as are the Yankton, Rosebud, Cheyenne River, and Standing Rock Sioux. The tribes hold that there are several changes in the conditions on which TransCanada's permit was issued, so that the 2010 project no longer exists and the 2014 project needs a separate permit. TransCanada, in briefs, says PUC's obligation should be limited to recertifying the project, not examining whether the pipeline should have been approved in the first place. TransCanada concedes there have been some changes since 2010, such as a drop in oil prices and an increase in the cost of construction. PUC staff attorney Kristen Edwards has recommended that the PUC not scrap the project. She writes that changes aren't necessarily material and won't inevitably add up to TransCanada's inability to meet conditions. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.